Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Bro, stand to the left. My wrist, stand to the right. Little mama, she keep looking at me. I'ma knock you out like white night.
Larry the Cam Girl says, does no one watch the women's game? Did you not see how many bad touches and horrible balls they were compared to the men's game? Women's competition around the world is trash. Pulisic would score 10 goals.
No. In general, you were 152% correct.
Did I say his name wrong, Rock?
Only a little bit wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. Just don't even try. Or just go with Christian.
Oh, see, I know a lot about that.
Just go with Christian.
This is good. I like that.
In general, you're right about men and women when it comes to soccer. I mean, but this men's team, I mean, you people are fooling yourself. This team sucks.
John, Larry the Cam Girl says it's not sexist or wrong to say that men are 10 times more athletic than the women's team. It is science.
Again, I don't think athletically – there's one thing that women can do better than men with any level of consistency. I don't think it's possible. But when you're talking about a team sport and a collection, I'm telling you, this is as bad of men's U.S. national team as I've ever seen. It's a bad team. This is a bad team. This team will be embarrassed.
Oh, the Webster Groves Winnie Wiggler says, Hadley, please clear that log jam of QT hot dogs you currently have lodged in your throat.
No, I digest my food.
In your throat?
Well, much like a honey badger.
Okay, that doesn't make sense. John, our friend Ben Askren had a rough day on Saturday night.
Yeah.
5 seconds into the fight, Ben is a talker, as the UFC always is. They are very much into talking and chatting and whatever. And so he's talking a little bit, and he comes out of the gate, and he's yapping a bit, and the other fella charged him. And Ben, as a wrestler, goes to tackle him. Why wouldn't he? He is as capable as any human being that exists of defending himself on the ground. And he gets a flying knee to the forehead. 5 seconds into the fight, they call it knockout. The kind of knockout that you see it on the football field occasionally where right. your neck stiffens up and right. you kind of start looking down and sideways and your yeah. arms are cocked. And
yeah.
that's what happened. And the guy punched him in the face 2 or 3 more times. Didn't matter. They had called the fight. Fastest knockout in UFC history. And this is the best part. About an hour later on Twitter, Ben tweets out, well, that sucked. That's the only statement you got yeah. out of Ben Askren. What else can you say?
It's true.
Do you think if I deleted that tweet and asked him about it 2 hours mm-hmm. later, he'd remember tweeting it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I've had concussions. I didn't lose my memory.
Okay, but there's people who have concussions and do lose big chunks of their memory.
That is true, but it's not a necessity. Like, it's not like, do you guarantee? I think a lot of guys, now you won't, in the immediate aftermath, like I guarantee you he wasn't even awake to be getting punched in the face, and when he finally got up and was coming to, that's all blurry. But by the time he walked out of the ring, I bet he's fine.
Well, there's not much you can do. I mean, Mike Tyson's been knocked out.
Dude, they just catch you wrong. Everybody can be knocked out.
The biggest, baddest boy on the block can be knocked out if it just happens to be you just caught by the right punch at the right time in the right place.
My buddy Josh Sampo, who he ended up in the UFC for a few fights, but he was trained by Mike Rogers out here at St. Charles MMA, and tough dude, man. I mean, he's as tough a guy as a featherweight guy, you know, smaller side, but he will crush you. And I saw him, same thing. Guy, a little bit different, I mean, later on in the fight, but threw a jab, and he ducked right into a knee. Got knocked out. Toughest dude I know. Yeah. I mean, you catch somebody, especially with a knee to the head. I do not care who you are.
Right.
You're probably going out.
Yeah.
You got to have a special. There's a couple places. You get hit in the temple, you're done. Sometimes it depends on how you get hit in the forehead, you're done, and then you got your chin. There's a little like a 3-inch spot
physiology.
Done for you. It's like a 6-inch spot on your chin.
You can't fight your body sometimes. There's natural responses to certain things that you cannot overcome.
Yeah, most everything on me is doubled in natural size. You're right.
Yeah, but it took plastic surgery.
Well, because it had to be brought down to at least human size.
I don't get it.
They had to chop someone off.
That's called being circumcised, John. That happens as children.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Now I know.
So, that is. Now, there are guys that it's kind of inexplicable. You can punch the face many times as you want, and they're not going to be knocked out. It'll still hurt them. I can't tell you why that is. There are other guys who are the toughest, baddest dudes in the world, and they got a glass jaw. There's some weird, I'm sure at some point we will be able to do a scan on your head and tell you who, at age 6 could have that, what that is. We don't know what that is now. I know Ben Askren is as bad a dude as there is, and there's no get. Sometimes you take a knee to the face, that's it. And I think he'll be right back where he was. Remember, he almost got knocked out the last fight, weathered the storm, ended up winning the sucker.
I'll tell you one entity that is not going to weather the storm and come back and win.
U.S. men's soccer.
They just suck. U.S. women's team could play with them.
No. 15 plus.
Nah, not even close.
Oh, yeah.
This team is so bad. This men's team is so, it's embarrassing how bad they are, Rock. It's embarrassing.
I don't think they're that bad. I really don't think they're that bad at all.
Oh, so you're saying they're bad, but they're just not that bad.
I think in the sphere of men's soccer, they're not that great. I think, but they have the most young talent they've had in well over a decade.
And they won what?
They haven't won anything yet, but, I mean, how much is there really to win in the cycle? They got to the finals of the Gold Cup.
Could have won the Gold Cup.
You could have won the Gold Cup.
Did they?
No, but okay. In my opinion, when one player wraps his hands around your captain's throat, you should probably get a card in your favor for that. I'm just saying maybe the game breaks a little bit if, when they're choking, you're trying to choke out your captain, they get a red card. I'm just thought I'd throw it out there.
Right.
Just saying.
I sound like New Orleans Saints fan. Just looking for excuses.
Saying that
they're not wrong.
Neither of us are, in my opinion.
I'm just saying. What was, what is, and was, you know, is right. Often what.
And
was.
I'm not sure
me
why.
Me too, you too, two too.
I'm not sure why Josh Sargent wasn't on that roster, but he wasn't, and it was unfortunate.
Hey. What are you talking about? John, you were going to talk about the Cardinals, I think, but you didn't get there.
No, the Cardinals aren't going to come back and win anything.
Was that what you were trying to say?
Yeah.
Well, why did it take so long?
Because Rock interrupted me.
Rock,
I can't believe
that?
The people who still want to bring up that they're only two games back from first, like it matters.
Right? No, that's what I said before.
Like this team, I was talking off mic with somebody else, and I was like, "Do you think this roster can really win?" They're like, "Well, you saw what the Blues did. That you can win with anything." I'm like, "There's a difference there between what the Blues had this year and what the Cardinals are sitting with right now."
You guys never let me talk, so I'll talk offline.
Yep, damn right.
Is that wrong?
I still don't understand what
my podcast coming up in.
I still don't understand what offline means. Still, every once in a while on the computer, it'll say, "Do you want to work offline?"
It means you're not connected to the internet, bro.
It means you're not constantly updating your cloud.
I'm like, no. Shut up, computer. I didn't ask you to begin with.
Well, yeah, but it needed to tell you. Otherwise, you'd keep trying to get on the internet. It would tell you no.
If you punch the screen, guess what?
It goes black.
It goes right back to where it was, and you don't get stupid questions anymore.
That only happens to old TVs. You computers, hit the side of an old TV, it seems to work, but that's about the only
old gaming
thing.
Consoles.
Yeah, that's right. You punch your computer, John, you just have a sore hand and a broken computer.
Now, this much I can tell you.
With the computer.
Next season will be the most important season the Cardinals have faced in 50 years because this team is either heading to the basement for an extended period of time. What, TJ?
Well, we talked about... for most people, it's only you got a 3-inch spot on your chin. For you, it's about 6. And
right.
The 314 is curious. Does Hadley have those spots on all of his chins?
That was good. I didn't see that coming. I honestly didn't see that one coming.
You see those? Goes 314. Oh. I told you not to read 3. These people can't put their names on it. So embarrassing.
Larry the Cam Girl says he wants to get off his soapbox now. Hadley, get off yours before it crumbles beneath your cankles.
What soapbox, Nancy? What are you talking about? Soapbox am I on?
No one really knows. Larry the Cam Girl, just to clarify, this has nothing to do with how they should be paid, just that comparing the women's team to the men's team, if they went head-to-head, would be no competition. I bet my house on an MLS team over the USA women's team.
Which MLS team?
There are some MLS teams better than the men's national team. Take my word for it.
Stop it. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Virtually every team in the EPL is better than the men's national team.
Look, guys. This always turns into
it feels
like we're bashing,
you know,
women. The women's national soccer team just won the World Cup. They're incredible. When you start telling us that they're just as good and they should be treated the exact same way, we're telling you that they're not just as good.
And I'm telling you, this is one time I disagree with you.
John, you do not disagree with me. You know that the national women's team would lose to any decent men's team.
Not 15-0. You said 15-0.
And I also said any decent men's team. You said they're really, really, really bad. Rock just thinks they're just average bad.
Yeah, Rock just thinks they're bad, but they're not bad.
Did Hadley just say the men's team sucks? It isn't a bad team. They were a bad team when they failed to make the last World Cup. This team is much different.
Thank you.
Pulisic, or however you say his name.
Has the U.S. Pulisic team qualified for the World
Cup? Will not already be a top.
Well, no, but the cycle.
No, no, no. Has the U.S. team qualified for 2022?
No.
Has
the U.S. team qualified?
The right, you moron.
Have they qualified for 22? So don't come talking to me about what they're going
to
do in the World Cup when they haven't even qualified yet.
What if it's not possible for them to qualify this early in the cycle?
The chai play, baby.
Okay.
Says Hadley needs to stop talking about soccer, sir. You can't even speak or count calories. USA men beat the women 30-0. Whoever said they score a goal needs a head scan. That's you, Rock.
Oh, let me tell you something right now.
I don't think you should.
Trinidad Tobago.
Trinidad?
I said that purposely. Trinidad.
Is that a new country?
Tobago. Beat
again,
the U.S. team.
Again, though, but they just played the U.S. team
and not
3 weeks
one,
ago, and they steamrolled them 6-0.
Not one guy on that Trinidad-Tobago team could play for the U.S. women's team. Not one.
Shut up.
That's... Yeah, probably. No, that's not a crazy statement.
That's a crazy statement.
Trinidad and Tobago is a very, very tiny country. I have no problem saying that.
And they beat the U.S.
Best 10 women soccer players in America are actually better athletes than the best 11 male soccer players in Trinidad and Tobago. Only because the sample size we're pulling from is so large.
No, you're out of your mind.
I'll call it.
I guarantee you guys are both wrong about that. I would bet a large sum of money if I had any. Which I do.
Yeah, I'll take the United States women's national team on that one.
I mean,
jeez.
I'm with you on that one, John.
I have become...
Bring it on, Trinidad and Tobago.
I'm surrounded by idiots.
I've become a soccer player.
More like Patriots.
I admit it. I will watch virtually any competitive soccer except for the U.S. men's team because they're not competitive.
I was about to say, you said competitive.
It was a 1-0 loss, John.
It was a 1-0 loss that shortly after the halfway point, the U.S. had no prayer, no chance, none whatsoever. You couldn't even think to yourself logically as a homer, the U.S. will win this match, Rock. You couldn't. So just cut it out. Just admit what is. We are the greatest country in the world. America, where we speak American, is the greatest place in the world to reside. And we have phenomenal athletes, phenomenal teams, unbelievable minds.
John, hate to interrupt you here. Larry the Cam Girl says Hadley's turned into the man that ate Skip Bayless. Nonsensical drivel he doesn't actually believe.
Rock disagreed with me.
But you threatened to eat him off air.
Let me tell you something.
I won't confirm or deny.
I don't know.
I have come.
Don't say that word.
To be. That's not even pertinent nowadays. I have come to be a soccer fanatic.
Why
don't you agree with me with the fact that
Rock, you're gonna like this. The
one of the best team attackers, one of the best.
Nobody has qualified for the next men's World Cup. Hadley, you dumbass.
No, that's my point. No, it's the other guy who said, "Oh, they didn't even qualify last time. Watch out this time." No, my point is nobody has. Rock even said that. Weren't you paying attention? No, because you're so vague.
I'm reading text.
You
I'm
probably
not,
think
I'm
this
getting,
song is
I'm
about
getting,
you.
I'm getting
don't
people
you
involved? The
don't
ball
you?
And bottom feeder says
don't
Hadley
you?
Sucks. He brings Rock, TJ, and Rammer down 24/7. Man, do you do something else? Do you hate your job as much as you sound like you do? And then he put the letter M, John, at the end of the sentence, and I'm not sure why.
Because he's a moron. That's his signature. Moron. That's his sign.
No, it's Baldwin Bottom Feeder.
No, but when he used his real name in concluding the statement.
3-4. These two guys are effing idiots. The best high school men's select soccer team would beat the U.S. women's national team.
I actually don't believe that.
No, because he's more select.
I actually don't believe
the
that.
The what? 18-year-old guys are largely
are
almost full grown. Huh?
I thought you're not playing select. Oh,
he said
yeah,
high school select soccer team. 18-year-old fully grown males, or darn close to it, at their best. The best assembled 18-year-olds, I guarantee you they win.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I read that as a high school select team, like the best high school seniors.
No, select team.
No, yeah, okay.
I guarantee you they win.
All right.
He's 100% right.
Just as we look at other countries when we talk about baseball or basketball, that's how the rest of the world looks at us at soccer. You people so vastly overestimate your men's soccer team that you're so moronic and embarrassing with your assessments and your denials about their putrid play.
But that's not even about the men's national team. They're just saying that a high school select team would beat the women's team. They've moved the
and you just thought an MLS goalposts. Team would beat the national team. So what's the problem?
Then you changed to an EPL team, which is a very big delta.
Can I read a text, John? I really want to read a text.
No, I don't think I don't think the men's national
team. I got to get this text in.
I don't think the men's national team could beat one EPL team.
The Webster Groves Winnie Wiggler says, "See, John, give me some props. I always have my name read before my text, and this is why I'm your favorite. Perhaps you can send me another gift certificate. I love you when you send me those gift certificates. No one feeling is better that when you look back at the line of people behind me, and the guy at the desk says, 'Sir, this expired 8 months ago.'" I'm sorry I couldn't read that without laughing. Larry the Cam Girl, we are going to end on this. I say all this, and I actually do like John and his takes most of the time. And that's a weird ending. Let's go back to the expired 8 month gift certificate. Hey, Frank Penny, Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Coming up next, stick around, everybody. Thanks for hanging out. Be back tomorrow, 1 to 3. See ya.